Sports.com.
We're going to talk about a couple of ticking time bombs. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. But how about this? Talking about Benghazi, and finally, I think the thing that so many of us wanted to hear, I got to say it right at the top of this show, I can only imagine being one of the family members of anybody that was killed there, but the Senate report showing that the Benghazi attackers obviously tied to Al-Qaeda, that's not a surprise, and that they were leaders of the pack, basically. But the fact that this was preventable, saying in the Senate Intelligence Committee, this comprehensive report, that this was a preventable attack, meaning because of the warning signs, because of the cries for help, for more security, this could have had a different outcome. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. And I keep thinking about the Secretary of State then, Hillary Clinton, who finally was questioned over the nature of the attack, and she shouted in frustration at the people, the lawmakers who were questioning her. What difference at this point does it make? It makes a lot of difference. It makes a difference to the family. It makes a difference to the families, the people across America, because they were trying to downplay Al-Qaeda involvement. They were trying to do that. And they were trying to say it wasn't related to the anniversary of September 11th. And it clearly it was. Clearly it was. And since then, the 15 people who have evidence and had been identified by the FBI and had been questioned by the FBI mysteriously are all dead. So you tell me what is going on in Libya and what's going on in Benghazi. But the words preventable and that the administration failed to respond to ample warnings that security was deteriorating before September 11th, 2012. Shame on you, former Madam Secretary of State, and your department for not providing ample security with lots of time to be able to do that. They were at risk. There were multiple tripwires signaling security problems. They should have increased what they were doing there security-wise. And maybe today, Ambassador Chris Stevens would still be breathing. And so would the three others that were with him, who had families, by the way. Finally, how long did it take? A long time. The report, by the way, also detailed a possible failed ambush where attackers tried to lure the CIA into a hospital where Stevens' body was being held, but the CIA didn't take that bait. And this was bipartisan. This was a bipartisan group that investigated all these allegations that have come out since those attacks in 2012. To get to the bottom of the truth of what led up to this, what happened during and after the attacks. So I think it's a good thing. These were answers that we needed to hear. I agree with Senator Saxby Chambliss from Georgia, who said that this was definitely needed and definitely deserved answers. In spite of the deteriorating security situation in Benghazi, and the strategic warnings, the United States government did not do enough to prevent these attacks and ensure the safety of those serving in Benghazi. So what do you say, America? Does this at all ding Hillary's chances in 2016 on the Democratic side? I'm going to say it's going to come up. I don't think it dings her chances. But who is the Republican that's going to run against the Democrat, which she's definitely going to be in the running for that? Who's the Republican going to be? Because so much of the conversation is about Chris Christie with the bridge to nowhere, basically, is now nowhere politically. And he's being investigated for the whole lane closure thing. They've even brought in another investigator from Chicago, no less. So we'll see what comes out of the full truth that so many people want to hear from Chris Christie, thinking there's more to this story than we know at this point, and it's not just one aide who was booted. Let me fling open the numbers, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. We have Izzy listening to us in Missouri. She gets the first crack. Hey, Izzy.
Hi, Kate. Benghazi. Here we go again. According to my military training, and I believe it still holds true, I was talking to my son about this because he is far more current. What they did in Benghazi was equivalent to a stand down. And if you read the United States Constitution, Article 3, Section 3, clearly cites this as treason by not sending in the troops. Obama and the witch on her electric broom are guilty of treason for not protecting what is tantamount to American soil. See, all of our little embassies and all of our other little foreign offices are technically our property while we occupy them. Mm. Therefore, we are compelled to protect them militarily. Mm. And that was not done in no way, shape, or how. And do I think they knew about it ahead of time? You bet your beppy I do. Absolutely they did, and they let it happen. And I don't think Hillary has a chance in hell of becoming president. Too many people, even Democrats, hate her. She's a bully, a foul-mouthed bully. That's all she's ever been. That's all she's going to be.
Well, she messed up here big time, especially with that sarcastic remark now coming back to haunt her.
What is it matter now? Give me my God in hell. If that was a Republican, they would be hanged, brother.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah.
If not an effigy. But I have a comment. No disrespect to the former caller on Happy Trails, but hey. No, yippee-ki-yay for Obama when he leaves office. I hope to see him on a half-track into hell.
I love it. Hardcore Izzy. Good stuff. Thank you for the call. And you heard what Izzy had to say. Even, you know, her son serving and talking to him about it. And it is awful what happened in Benghazi. And I can't imagine hearing those words if I'm a family member. Preventable would infuriate me. Oh, I mean, more than infuriate me. It would drive me to tears and make me enraged. And I can't imagine, you know, that that was something that could have been prevented. We're going in a completely different direction next. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Intense movies that we've seen over the years, and I gotta tell you, I'm a fan of horror when it's well done, not like the Saw stuff or anything like that, probably more of the suspenseful kind of slash horror genre is what I like, and usually the people around me are already on the floor. From the time I was a kid, my little brother would want to stay up with me, and I would be watching like some vampire thing or some ridiculous thing, and he would just be grabbing me and his face would be dug into my shoulder. Too bad we didn't have this really cool thing called Shriek and Peek. It is this awesome product that we have the creator in our virtual green room right now. He's not watching that loop of scary movies, thank goodness, or he'd actually be prepared with his own Shriek and Peek. But Joe Hoffman joins us. And Joe, thanks for coming on the show in this edition of It's Your Business. What a brilliant idea. Explain to everybody, first of all, what the Shriek and Peek is.
Well, hi, thanks for having me. The Shriek and Peek is a movie pillow that it protects you from the monster or the baddie evil guy that's coming out of the screen to get you, because that's how it feels. It is a half-yard pillow that you put in front of your body, and there's a hole near the top of it where you can actually watch the movie and still feel completely protected.
That's right. You can grab. You can actually hug the pillow. How did you come up with this? It's just such a cool, clever thing. How did you get this idea?
Yeah. Actually, my dad invented it about 31 years ago-ish. He was on his first date with my mom, and they went to go see a scary movie in the drive-thru theaters. And at that time, my dad didn't know that my mom didn't like scary movies, so it ended up him putting a move on my mom as soon as the two kids, actually, they went to go see The Shining, and when the two kids in the hallway, you know, come play with us, when those two kids popped up, my dad put his arm around my mom, and my mom freaked out and ended up beating him to the floor of the car. And my dad's friend had to pick my mom off my dad. And I'm pretty sure subconsciously, that's when my dad invented the Shriek and Peek.
What's been the reaction to it? Because, you know, you're still in those early stages, which I, by the way, think this is going to explode, and we're showing it on camera. What's been the reaction to it so far?
Usually the people look at the packaging and just look at it with a blank face and go, what? What is this? Is it blanket? I don't know. But as soon as we explain it, they were like, oh, yeah, such a great idea. I love it. Give me all of them.
Yeah. So once they understand it, they like it. I just think it's clever. Now that you're in this game of having to market and package and do all that kind of stuff, I'm sure that you and your father and everybody else that's involved, you're testing different things and looking for different colors and all that stuff. And what you do, you have a whole different line. Like I've got the one I actually have now is the Safari, and which is really, really cool. And I'm wondering if you have one that's like the Duck Dynasty guys' colors, you know, the camo. I bet you that could be pretty popular.
We actually have Deer Dynasty. It is the forestry camouflage, and we call it our Deer Dynasty one.
Deer Dynasty. Good deal. I love that. And do you think in explaining this and marketing this and whatnot and with the Shriekin' Peak, do you think that... Do you feel confident that a year from now or even sooner it'll really catch fire? Do you feel like you're sort of in a different way, the new pet rock?
Oh, yes, definitely. This is like a brand new product that no one's seen before in this use. So we're kind of in the Lone Ranger and unknown territory. And I hope, hopefully in a year, this is going to be blown up. We have our own building somewhere. Hopefully, yes.
I love that. Hopefully. I like what you say on the packaging so everybody knows there's all kinds of funny things. And one of them says, saving relationships one scary movie at a time. And you told the story about your father. And then you have, like, curl up behind the Shriekin' Peak. And you talk about in The Godfather, the original script had Clemenza say, leave the Shriekin' Peak, take the cannoli. And I laughed my head off as The Godfather is, like, one of my favorite movies. And so you came up with some really, really clever things that you also put on the packaging, too, as well. Are you a fan of scary movies or suspense yourself, or are you kind of freaked?
Oh, yes, definitely. I love scary movies, suspenseful movies. The scarier, the better. I like be on the edge of my seat, like, just so enthralled with the scariness. That's why I think my dad brought me on board. I don't know.
Yeah, you're going to have to list some of your scary movies. You say, on the package, it says, level extreme-y, and you say, I love that. The real reason for Shriekin' Peak is full protection against any escalated occurrence that forces you to involuntarily respond and or miss a crucial part of an event. Examples, any movie, beastie or baddie that causes you to scream, oh, heck no, toss popcorn and look away. Oh, funny. You know, what great research that would be to go to some of these movies and you look around and you would see so many people who really, Joe, I think couldn't even tell you what the scene was in the movie because they were too busy ducking.
Mm-hmm. You miss a lot of the movie when you're scared. You either close your eyes or get up and leave. You can't handle it. And the popcorn bucket was like, what, $100? Even, maybe. That's a lot of popcorn. That's a lot of money. Maybe your investment.
It is a lot of money. All right, so tell us the kinds of Shriekin' Peaks you have. Tell us, like, the colors or the names or that kind of thing. I'm curious.
We have 10 designs right now. We have the Deer Dynasty, which is the forest camouflage. We have Safari, as you know, which is animal print. We have Heartthrob, which is a pink heart for, you know, the lucky lady or man in her life. We have Blue Leopard, which is a leopard print with a limey blue color. The Highlander, which is just a Scottish-looking one. Blue Cubed, which is houndstooth, I think that's called, but it's cubed. We have Psychedelia, which is all trippy colors. Scarlet Shield, which is, I think, another houndstooth. It's red and black. We have Flower Power, which is just a lot of hippie flower, and it's pink. And we have Disco, which is a black background with a lot of different colored circles on it.
All right, I love it. So there's a different kind for anybody's particular taste. If somebody wants to get a peek at Shriekin' Peak and get one, where do they go?
We have a website, shriekinpeak.com. You can like us on Facebook. You can order the Shriekin' Peak right on the website, and we'll ship it to you.
Awesome. Joe,
wherever you are,
you can get it. Mm-hmm. I love it. Joe, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks to Joe for that. You know, it's interesting, this whole idea of ducking and sticking your face in a pillow. That's why I think the whole Shuriken Peak thing is going to take off like nobody's business. I mentioned this to him, that I'm a fan of the scary genre, and even I've been known when it's really, really bad to, you know, just completely duck because I can't even look. Nathan Reeder, our incredible producer here on America Tonight. Nathan, I just have a feeling that you probably run when you see a scary movie, when you see a scary part, you probably just duck underneath the seats. Is that what you do?
Nope.
Oh, come on. You are sitting straight up and you are looking right at the screen.
You know, I think the worst was, Human Centipede 2.
Oh!
I don't know if anyone's ever seen that, but... It's pretty disgusting, and rather than the scary factor, it was just like something you just couldn't look at, and that was one of the times I really remember just being like, I gotta get out of here.
You can't look at it. I was thinking about this, the first scary movie I ever saw was The Exorcist.
My parents still rave about that, and I mean, I love that movie. It is very freaky.
It is. It's freaky. You know what it is? Maybe we've hit on to something. And sometimes it's the freaky scenes. You know, like I'm thinking of, it was in the one Lord of the Rings where you had the big spider that was crawling all over. And I can't think of which Lord of the Rings it was. But that was kind of a scary scene. It was so graphic. And maybe that's it. Sometimes if it's really graphic.
Yeah, definitely the graphics will, oh man, and the capabilities they have anymore of doing that is so disgustingly realistic.
It is realistic, no question about it. Well, if you like to shriek and you still want to peek, go check out my buddy Joe's website, Shriek and Peek. What did he say? Shriekandpeek.com. We'll be back with more here on America Tonight.
You want it, don't you, Georgie? Oh, of course you do. And there's cotton candy and rides and all sorts of surprises down here. And balloons, too. All colors.
Do they float?
Oh, yes. They float, Georgie. They float. When you're down here with me, you float down!
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Unpredictable, controversial, but always entertaining. The new home of Man Cow is GCN.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663,
866-404-FOOD or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
He suffered injuries to the side of his face and his neck, and I continue to ask all New Mexicans to please pray for this young man and for Kendall. He is in worse condition than Kendall and is still listed in critical condition.
All right, that's the voice of Susana Martinez, the governor of New Mexico, talking about the little boy who was shot in that shocking attack where a schoolmate went in and opened fire at a gym where kids were getting warm, getting ready for school. Sawed off shotgun and a plan, not a specific plan to hit some specific students. The kids that were hit just happened to be there. The first shot hit the ceiling, the second into the gym floor, the third hit the stands 12 to 15 feet where the boy was shooting, and it hit students that had been waiting for classes to start. The victims were random. And it's an awful, awful thing, Roswell, New Mexico, still dealing with that, dealing with the anguish of why, just heartbreaking for the family of the kid. They had no idea, by all accounts. They're not releasing a lot of information, but he had no display of any of this, and here we go. And what Martinez said is the key thing, that this kid survives because he's in critical condition. And also the girl, the 13-year-old, is in satisfactory condition but had injuries in her right shoulder. And the good news is that she's going to be fine and was upgraded, but the bad news is the boy that's in critical condition, and he had injuries in his face and neck, and he's had two surgeries since that happened. So he's in much worse shape, and really they're praying that he pulls through. And it goes back to that conversation again. How do you, you know, this is the other part of it. How do you educate children about protecting themselves from guns, I guess? You know, how do you have these conversations about the mass shootings? And, you know, it used to be math and reading and the things that you worried about in school. Now it's got to be about more than curriculum, and there has to be the safety issues discussed. And what is that? And what does that look like? In this case, the other silver lining, the one silver lining to the story is the teacher, John Masterson, who didn't actually know the kid, knew him from being around, but didn't know that the ammunition was gone when he walked up to him and persuaded him to put the gun down. He stood there with the gun pointed right at him and tried to talk him into just dumping it, and thank goodness he did, because then that ended the fear of the kids that were there and running and taking cover and whatnot. The idea of this attack has really rattled the people in Roswell, and it's the latest community to have to deal with this. You know, you think of, in your mind, the places. Think of Newtown, Connecticut, always comes to mind as one of the worst, obviously. Littleton, Colorado, Paducah, Kentucky, all of those people know what that's like. And so they're trying to hold vigils and talk to the kids and, you know, offer whatever they can up. And now another principal is dealing with, how are we doing enough? And how would you know this when you have these kids huddled in the gym and just shocking in 10 seconds? It's a blur as to what happens. But thank goodness that the shooter, one, didn't have more ammunition, and it wasn't worse than it was. It was still awful. And there's no way, the comparisons, it doesn't make sense to compare. But it does make sense to talk about teachers and what they can do and what the schools can do. And it brings up that question of teachers and guns. Do teachers want to carry guns? Do they support armed guards? And for the most part, nearly three-fourths of the nation's teachers say they personally would not bring a gun to school if they were allowed. But most would improve the safety by doing a few different things, including armed guards. And I think the armed guards is the way to go. But then these districts will say, listen, we're struggling keeping gym. When we have budgetary means, do we have the money to have a security beefed up? And I think they're trying to figure out ways to do that. Of the 11,000 that were surveyed across the nation, most say, these are teachers, that they feel generally safe in the schools, but they really disagree on what to do as far as anybody coming in with a gun. There was an online survey that was done by School Improvement Network, and they found that 72% of teachers and educators said they wouldn't bring the gun to school. However, they absolutely support the idea of other proposals, whether it's armed guards, a combination of that, a guard, a combination of lockdown, ways to lock the school down, you know, that kind of thing. And remember, it was the former mayor of New York City, Michael Bloomberg, who said that the NRA's idea for armed guards in schools are a paranoid version of America. But the teachers disagree. When you have 90% saying that an armed cop would improve safety and make them feel safer, they wouldn't feel less safe, that's a pretty high number. Patrols, in-person visits by police, volunteers to monitor the doors. And I guess that's the key thing, the doors. In this case, it's different when you're talking about kids that go to the school versus somebody who doesn't. but very sad that parents have to worry about that. And what is the middle ground in all of this discussion? I think it can't be ignored, that's for sure. Because ignoring it, you know what that does, it only makes it worse. And it doesn't protect anyone. It doesn't just saying, well, this will never happen here. It's not the kind of answer you need in this situation. And I hope schools are paying attention to this. And what's so awful, too, is, and people don't talk about this, but what about the parents of the boy? It's not always, woo, the parents were bad. The parents, he had a terrible relationship, this, that. And right now, it's definitely not looking like it. It's looking like that's the opposite. For them, can you imagine this nightmare? Worried about the people that were hit, number one. Worried about their own kid. How could this happen? Why didn't I see it? You know, that thing that you do where you beat yourself up. And they didn't see anything. And then there'd be a lot of people, this is another thing to raise the flag for no guns, there'll be a lot of people who are anti-gun that say, well, look, Newtown, Connecticut, the Aurora, Colorado Theater, the nutball there, and now the situation of the boy coming to school, warning his friends, then going in and just pointing the gun and shooting it. And say, this is what happens when you own guns and your children get the guns and then go to school. Which is paranoid in the other direction, and I think wrong. But the schools have to take, middle schools, elementary schools, high schools, they have to take some kind of precaution. At this point, it's just not acceptable not to have that discussion. Because whether it's Roswell, New Mexico, or Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut, or Columbine in Denver, in Colorado, you just can't ignore it now. Because it can happen anywhere. It can happen anywhere. Quickly, a follow-up to this one, and in our last segment of this hour, we'll hit the mailbag. But we talked a lot about Curtis Reeves and the Florida theater shooting and what happened there, where Chad Olson was shot to death because he was texting during the previews, and they got into it. And the 71-year-old retired cop shot and killed him. He died later. I mean, really, pretty much at the scene. He's charged with second-degree murder after that argument. And now there's some stories coming out that it's not the first time this has happened. That there have been other things that have happened. That he's been bothered by other things in the theater, so there's something about the theater. I mean, at least that's what one couple is claiming anyway at a different time. Something happened. And I'll tell you, for the family who lost their son, and he had children, Olson was 43, he was there with his wife, and ironically they were there to see Lone Survivor, the film about the Navy SEAL mission. I mean, what's the answers for them? How shocking to them to hear, well, this was an ex-captain. This was a guy who was a decorated police officer. Hang with us. We're checking the mailbag next.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
In just a second on America Tonight, but a quick reminder, don't forget coming up on our next show, we have another version of Nail the Score. Yes, indeed. And we won't have to worry about the computer. We'll have both games up and you can try and nail the score. So you'll either call in those last two segments of the third hour or you can flip us an email at americatonight.net. Be very, very cool, by the way, if we did have a winner. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, this one from Army, who says, Kate, did you see the video that show that the responders saw the girl before she died in that crazy Asiana Airlines crash in San Francisco? Very tragic what happened there. Yeah, to say the least, it was tragic. So imagine you survive a plane crash. And you're outside of the plane, and the one of the rescue trucks plows into you, and that's what happened. And that family, I'm certain that they are taking action against the airline, but it still does not bring back the girl. And you look at the wreckage of that plane, and it's scary. I can't believe how many people got out of that plane. So There was video from a helmet camera of a firefighter that was responding to the crash that showed that one rescuer, at least, was aware that someone was on the ground outside of it and even warned somebody. But two fire trucks ran over an injured passenger, the 16-year-old, Yi Mengyan, who was lying in the grass before she was hit. That is awful. So she was alive at the time and died when she was hit by the truck. You survive this horrific crash a couple days after July 4th, when that happened at San Francisco, and then you're run over by a fire truck. Try to wrap your brain around that. And what is the Federal Safety Board going to say? They're saying it's not a matter of being careless or callous. It was the fact that they were dealing with It's the fact that we were dealing with a very complex environment. I don't think that's going to wash in any kind of a suit, though. So the video shows the same truck running out. This was what was so weird. So the attorneys for the girl's family say that what they saw 15 minutes after the driver of the fire truck was alerted to her presence, that same truck runs over her. And that's the problem. Thank goodness they're not airing the footage, by the way, of that. CBS had it. They didn't air that on the CBS News. And then the helmet camera shows another truck driving over her minutes after that. My goodness. And granted, it was a situation that was chaotic, but that's what's going to happen in a response to anything like that. I mean, you know, this is what's so weird. There were five firefighters who knew before that she was there, before she was covered in foam. Nobody looked at her, nobody touched her, none of that kind of stuff, protected her, moved her, did anything to take her out of harm's way. Then they abandoned her. So that's the problem. So what's happening is a legal claim is being filed against the city of San Francisco. That's why. Because the videos show it. There were still photographs that were taken at the scene by firefighters. There's video. There's all that kind of stuff that show what's going on with the victim. And it's just awful that they have. I mean, it's awful they have that recording. In all, 304 of 307 people on the Asiana flight survived after the plane slammed into a seawall at the end of a runway during that final approach for a landing. It's crazy. So yes, it's unreal what's happened, and the evidence that they have certainly weighs in the favor of the family, who I guarantee would rather have the daughter back. All right, let's go to a whole bunch of these, because this was big, as you can imagine, for many of the people who email this show. This one from Jake. Yay, Benghazi finally admitted in a report that they screwed up and they should have, one, had more security there and should have paid attention to other warning signs and the fact that they're using the word preventable. Bravo. Finally, it said this was preventable and there were a lot of mistakes that were made, especially by the State Department. Yep, I'm sure it burns the families. It seems to be a little thread here with the mailbag tonight, but I'm sure it burns the families about that. But at the same time, it shows that there's just no question. I mean, and preventable is a terrible word, isn't it? It's an ugly word. It's like when someone's diagnosed, it's preventable. This didn't have to happen. It's preventable that the ambassador and the three other men, the protecting him could still be breathing. It's preventable. I mean, those are awful words to hear, but I think important that it was spelled out in that report after that investigation. It's important to realize there was a mistake here, so let's not sweep it under the rug. We need to highlight it. We need to emphasize that this shouldn't have happened. And thank goodness you, the American people, that's right, you, are responsible for this, because it's power to the people. The more people that complain and highlight the injustices and demand to hear what really happened in certain situations, then guess what? The investigations happen, and sometimes you hear what you think you should have heard before, or you get a different result. And it's true. All you need is 25, 30 people on something, and whoever the representative is, they jump to it because they understand that the constituents can't be happy. And what do politicians want to do? They want to run again. They like their jobs. They like the power. They want to be there. So they're going to pay attention. All right, here's another one. This one, same subject. This one from Paul, who says, thank goodness, bipartisan commish. Nobody can blame the Republicans and point fingers. Republicans and Democrats alike saddened and shocked by the nonsense of the administration when it comes to Benghazi. Never, ever, ever say you can't make an impact. Never. Because it's clear, and clearly it struck a nerve with plenty of people. I got at least 7 emails on it. Here's the last one, this one from Martina, who says, thank goodness in memory of Ambassador Christopher Stevens and his friends, the world knows the truth, that this was preventable. There was no reason for those deaths, and that's just flat out wrong. Anybody who serves in any of our commands should have the best protection that is possible to give them, especially in these war-torn areas. What do you expect? They are walking targets. And that was the big problem. They were targets. Of course they were targets. So if you're going to do something, you're watching what's happening in Benghazi, and you see an opening. You see how easy it would be to take it down. And that's exactly what happened there. They saw how easy it was to plan an attack, execute it, and make it on the anniversary of 9/11. And that's exactly how it all played out. And I don't think we're ever going to forget Benghazi. I mean, it might be a question of, does it come up and is it impactful during the election? And that's really only if Hillary Clinton, first of all, runs and gets the Democratic nomination. So there are a couple of ifs that have to happen. But at least we have that word, preventable. Oh, such a tragedy that could have been averted. My, oh, my. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.